This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Minutes after the hour, joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. And Jesse, another really interesting weekend for the conference, going back and forth. Man, going back, let's start here with that CSU-Utah State finish, Jesse. That's been a lot of our conversation, and it's still Wednesday. We're still talking about it, man.
Yeah, I can imagine so. I've seen on Twitter, if that's an engage on what is interesting and what has piqued the interest of fans in Northern Colorado, I could see why that might be an area of topic.
Yeah, well, and we got this today, or well, yesterday, CSU football kind of saying, hey, we're shutting out the media for the week. And hey, again, I'm not one of those sky is falling guys. I think that it's more or less, hey, let's get away from the noise. Let's get ready for a big Boise State game. I suppose if it's a trend, you start worrying about it. But that's kind of the issue. Yeah, you got people going back and forth about that side of it. So I don't know what that means ultimately, but I know the Rams got a big one coming up this weekend.
Yeah, and, you know, I can see both sides with that. I mean, having lived on both sides, being on the media, working in television for 15 years and now radio, of course you want access. That's how you do your job. A coach, his one job is to win football games, and a side product of that, obviously, is growing young men into great football players and making them great men. If he thinks, being Steve Adazio, if he thinks that in somehow, some way, that would inhibit him getting his guys ready for a football game, then you got to do what you got to do, because your number one goal is to go out there and win. Is it frustrating? I'm sure it is. So it's one of those the tug of war that goes on, the necessary tug of war, but at the end of the day, I think everyone up there knows that Colorado State football needs media coverage. Media coverage needs Colorado State football. So you hope that there's some playing nice there and everyone can live in this world peacefully once again. But, yeah, there is a big game. There's no question about it coming up for Colorado State. You know, Boise State's been a thorn in the Rams' side since they came into this league. Boise State clearly at this point, at least, through the sample of seven games, is not the team and the program that we have seen. So maybe they are ripe right now for Colorado State to take a rip at it. But I'm looking forward to it, because both teams desperately need this game. And, you know, what better way to figure it all out than to throw them out on a football field and see who's got it on Saturday.
Jesse, what did you make of the way that game finished? You know, obviously, the big talk is Steve Adazio. He's also the special teams guy. I more or less said this, because I think I'm going against the grain a little bit. I feel like the players shouldn't. I feel like they should know not to run on the field unless the head coach gives that signal. I mean, how many times, Jesse, you've seen so much football, the head coach is always the guy who says, all right, kick the field goal. All right, we're going to go for it, whatever. So I do think that there needs to be somebody out there, a special teams coach. But on that note, I thought it was strange that they went ahead and, you know, some of the players ran out without being told.
I think this is one of those instances, to your point, that there's blame everywhere and no one gets 100% of the blame. Because, sure, you know, coaches obviously look at things from a 30,000-foot level and want to make sure that you're, you know, keeping organized, because it's chaos on a football field. If you've played sports at any level or any sport, you know, in the chaos of a game, especially late in a game where a game's on the line, you lose your mind somewhat and you need someone to reel you in. So is there, you know, coaches, should they have their finger on it and make sure that the players are staying in the lane and staying where they need to be to put yourself in a chance to win the game? Sure. But to your point, you know, players certainly have played plenty of football, and from what I understand, that has been practiced many, many times. So there's equal blame. It's unfortunate for Colorado State that it got so chaotic there and didn't work out for them. But This is how you learn. Some of those hard lessons are the best learning lessons, and I'm sure going forward, the coaching staff and the players will be very buttoned up, and hopefully that when things do get chaotic late in the game again, that they don't suffer the same fate.
Yeah, they'll have to Hey, listen, if they can go beat Boise State, they've never done it before. If they can beat Boise State on Saturday, I mean that might cure just a little bit of everything on that side of it. What do you think the chances are? I mean, this is a weird year for Boise State. The record doesn't show. The record's tough, but they have had a crazy schedule. But what are your thoughts on that one?
So you're right. This is not as great of a Boise State team as we've seen in the past. I got to see him in person a couple of weeks ago. Air Force went up there and knocked off Boise State. Here, in my opinion, is where Boise State is falling short of the very high bar that they have set over the last couple of decades. It comes down to offensive line, and it's protecting Hank Bachmeier, who gets hit a bunch. And he's not able to buy enough time to use the likes of Khalil Shakir, who is as good of a wide receiver as you're going to find in college football. When you don't have time, you can't find the guy, or he can't finish his routes, one. And two, it's compromised their ability to run the football. Now, George Halani has been hurt. Habibi Likio has been hurt. And both of those guys were out when Air Force played them, and I saw them, and they were a different team. And Andrew Van Buren was the only healthy running back that they really had. And he's more of a short yardage north and south guy. He's not going to make you miss and get out in the open field to make a big play like Habibi Likio and also George Halani can be. So they've been banged up at some key positions, but I really think it comes down to they just don't have a stellar offensive line, and that has compromised them offensively. Are they still very good defensively? Yes, and that's kept them in games. But the offense hasn't been able to get over that hump, and that's where they have had their biggest problems. And I do expect that front seven for Colorado State, which you and I have talked about many times on this program, they're as good as anyone outside of San Diego State, in my opinion, in the front seven. So they could feast here if Boise State hasn't used the bye week to kind of shore up some of those problems.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see. You're right, though, that defensive line, just they're monsters. They buckled down in that second half, and they really had Utah State searching for answers, and unfortunately just couldn't pull it off at the end. Another interesting game that was on Saturday was, Air Force San Diego State. San Diego State showed us ultimately why they're a top 25 team, but man, That was kind of a back and forth game, especially in that second half. But San Diego State, I mean, what more can you say? That's a tough football team, but so is Air Force.
Well, this comes down to the San Diego State defense being as elite can get. Their front seven is unbelievably good. It's probably the fastest defense sideline to sideline I've seen in 10 years in the Mountain West. Air Force really couldn't get to the edge, and San Diego State was able to, you know, make sure that no one got good chunk yardage between the tackles, where Air Force has gashed just about everybody this season, and to hold Air Force well under, you know, 150 plus yards under their season average speaks to how good that San Diego State defense. And then if you're Air Force, you spot San Diego State a 20-point lead. That's a tough place to come out of against anyone, but especially against an elite defense. But credit to the Falcons, because they did climb out. In fact, there were a couple times that you could say, if this play is made, Air Force might win. You look in the first half, Micah Davis, who has been as good of an offensive weapon as Air Force has had all season, drops a surefire touchdown pass that would have went, I believe, 82 yards. Could have changed the complexity of the first half. And then in the second half, backup quarterback Warren Bryan comes in, nearly hits a long pass to Brandon Lewis, a San Diego native who got free beyond the secondary for the Aztecs. If that's 6 inches shorter, Brandon Lewis probably goes the distance and is 21-20 in favor of the Falcons. So Air Force had its chances. A couple of costly turnovers led to 6 points for San Diego State, and that ended up being the difference.
We're talking to Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. This weekend, as we talked about, there's some big ones. CSU, Boise State, that's a big one. But how about Fresno State and San Diego State? That's going to be the late game, I believe, on Saturday.
Yeah, and this is for a second straight week. San Diego State is involved in, you know, one of the elite games in the country. Last week it was Air Force San Diego State combined record of 12-1, which is the best win percentage for, you know, two opponents playing each other in the country. This week they get Fresno State combined record of 13-2. That's the third best FBS game of the weekend, behind Michigan State, who are a combined 14-0. and SMU Houston are 13-1. So San Diego State continues to play these big games. Winner probably gets in that driver's seat, not probably, is in the driver's seat for a shot to get into the Mountain West Championship game. San Diego State will have beaten two of the top teams in back-to-back weeks, being Air Force and Fresno State. But then you look at Fresno State, they will have beaten two of the top two teams in Nevada and San Diego State. And those two teams being in their division, if you've got those two wins in your pocket with a chance to run the table the rest of the way, Fresno State's in a really good spot. So division supremacy on the line, the old oil cans on the line. These two longtime rivals have had some fierce battles. So this will be one of the best games in the country. There's no question about it.
Jesse, and last one for you. We're running up against a break. UNLV 0-7, but my goodness, they keep getting close every single week. It looks like they're going to get over that hump. Man, they got Nevada this week, but it's a tough road for UNLV. I kind of feel bad, though. It does seem like they're very close.
One would think that they're going to get over the hump here real soon. A 7-point loss, a 4-point loss, a 7-point loss, an 8-point loss. I mean, that's in 4 consecutive weeks. So Marcus Arroyo is very, very close. Nevada might be a tough one, but they got New Mexico, Hawaii after that. So might be an opportunity to get that first victory for Marcus Arroyo here on the horizon.
Yeah, well, we shall see. Jesse, appreciate you as always, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
As always, appreciate it.
Thanks, man. All right, 48 minutes after the hour. Do we have what's on TV? Do we have what's on tonight? We're going to get to that on the other side. So don't go anywhere. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.